Conditions apply. Your story matters. ABSA.
President Hichilema urges mining firms to invest in road infrastructure. Cabinet approves Banking and Financial Services Bill of 2025 for Parliament presentation. In global news, election protesters defy army chief in third day of Tanzania unrest. Good evening and welcome to the Phoenix FM main news at 18 hours. My name is Constance Mazina Mwinga. The details. President Hakainde Hichilema has called on mining companies to prioritize the development of road infrastructure in the communities where they operate, saying this is key to unlocking investment opportunities across all sectors. Speaking during the groundbreaking ceremony for the Mutanda Kasempa Kawoma Road project, President Hichilema emphasized that infrastructure development, particularly roads, plays a crucial role in opening up areas for economic growth and attracting investment. The Mutanda Kasempa Kawoma Road, valued at $326 million, will be constructed under a public-private partnership, PPP model, with a 25-year concession period. The head of state commended Books Haulage Limited, BHL, First Quantum Minerals, FQM, and the Barotse Highway Limited Consortium for their collaboration on the project, urging them to commence construction without delay. At the same event, BHL Chief Executive Officer Books Jansen van Rensenberg said the partnership with FQM and Barotse Highway Limited will see the rehabilitation and upgrading of the 371-kilometer Western Corridor, linking Zambia's mineral-rich regions to the west coast of Africa and significantly reducing travel time.
It's a public-private partnership between us as the public, BHL, First Quantum, and Western Corridor, with our partners of Fungia, Chris, and the guys from Hotchi, my guys, BHL, First Quantum, Rodney, and Paul Sandegaard. We are here for community. And what we want to see is this road become key economic driving factor for northeastern, western Zambia, connecting DRC, Namibia, Angola, Botswana, South Africa.
Meanwhile, FQM country manager Dr. Goodwin Vene said the transformative project is designed to serve as a vital economic channel that addresses long-standing challenges such as poor terrain, dust, high transport costs, and road safety risks.
Our participation in the Mutanda Kawoma Road project is both strategic and effortful. This 371-kilometer corridor represents a vital economic effort, facilitating the efficient movement of materials, goods, and people, not only for our operations, but also for the thousands of businesses, farmers, and households that will rely, rather, that rely presently and will rely on dependable transport infrastructure.
In more news, Cabinet has approved the Banking and Financial Services Bill of 2025 for publication and introduction in Parliament during the current sitting. The objectives of the bill are to provide the regulation and supervision of financial service providers, monitoring compliance with anti-money laundering and countering of terrorism financing. Addressing the media in Lusaka today, Information and Media Minister Cornelius Mutwa said the proposed bill will enhance the supervisory role of the Bank of Zambia in effectively implementing monetary and supervisory policies, as well as support broad-based and equitable economic growth and development. Mr. Mutwa has also disclosed that the Cabinet has approved the State-Owned Enterprises Bill of 2025 for publication and introduction in Parliament during the current sitting, with the objective of strengthening governance and regulatory framework of state-owned enterprises and subsequently improving their performance. He says Cabinet has also approved for publication and introduction of a bill in Parliament called the Customs and Excise Bill 2025, aimed at revising the rates of customs and excise duty payable on certain goods.
Cabinet approved for publication and introduction into Parliament during the current sitting a bill entitled the Banking and Financial Sector Bill 2025. The objects of the bill are to provide for, among others, the regulation and supervision of financial service providers, the resolution powers of the bank in relation to a failed bank or financial institution, market conduct and financial consumer protection mechanisms, monitoring compliance with anti-money laundering and countering of terrorism financing and proliferation financing among financial service providers, and the possibility of cross-out making of transactions.
The Department of Immigration has apprehended a total of 24 Ethiopians in separate operations conducted in Bubwe and Kazungula districts. Department Chief Public Relations Officer Mr. Namatin Shinka disclosed that in Bubwe district of Eastern Province, 17 Ethiopians and one Zambian were apprehended in the late hours of Thursday, 30th October 2025. Mr. Nshinka explained that the immigration officers were pursuing a blue Toyota Sienta, which came to an abrupt halt following a tire burst, adding that the driver managed to escape, leaving behind three Ethiopians. He says 10 more Ethiopians were discovered in a silver Toyota Sienta, while a white Malawian registered Toyota Prado was found abandoned at the scene. Meanwhile, Mr. Nshinka says the department also secured 24 immigration-related convictions across the country on the same day.
The officers were initially pursuing a blue Toyota Sienta, registration number ARC3734, which came to an abrupt halt due to a tire burst. The driver escaped, leaving behind three Ethiopians. 10 more Ethiopians were soon discovered in a silver Toyota Sienta registration number ARC5575, which had just been abandoned by its unknown driver. A white Malawian registered Toyota Prado registration number BP1410 was also found abandoned at the scene. Subsequently, 4 more Ethiopians were discovered close to the scene, 2 of them with assistance of a local community. In addition, Yona Banda, 28, a Zambian of Kakete district, was also apprehended after being found parked near the scene in a green Toyota Sienta.
Kopovo Province Minister Elisha Makambo has called on government departmental heads in the province to work together to ensure effective delivery of development. Speaking in Indola this morning when he opened the Provincial Development Coordinating Committee's second and third quarter meeting, Mr. Matambo emphasized that unity among departments is key to achieving meaningful progress. Mr. Matambo says government officers should avoid working in isolation and ensure proper coordination and reporting to the provincial administration rather than directly to their respective line ministries. The minister also directed all local authorities to submit detailed reports on the progress made in the construction of feeder roads, which must be implemented without fail.
Let me remind all of us of the prudent utilization of resources, strengthen intra-collective efforts to realize intended efforts of both our strategic plan and the 8th National Development Plan. As senior officers, we need to remember that we are not in this office for our own gain, but to deliver the much needed services to the people in the province.
And Copperbelt Permanent Secretary Lawrence Mwanza has urged all departmental heads to ensure quarterly development reports are submitted to his office. To his office for oversight and coordination.